Bitachin for Life, Shin number 156, Sunday, Parshas Kiseitze. We are talking about Kivoy Tikva, which is hope, and we explain that really the purpose of hope is to be able to constantly maintain it. And even if a person does not necessarily see the Yeshua right away, never to give up hope. Constantly maintain feelings of Tikva. Because Tikva will Emir Tzashim ultimately bring a person Yeshuas. And that's what we say in davening, Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom. A person should hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu the entire day. Now, one of the ways that a person can maintain hope is a concept that we mentioned once, but we wanted to bring it out again in a more practical way. Reb Shimon Schwab, Zecherno Livracha, in his Sefer Mayan Beis HaShoeva in Parshas Shlach, says a fascinating thing that he saw when he experienced a conversation with the Chafetz Chaim. He said he was watching the Chafetz Chaim, and he saw the Chafetz Chaim taking a pasuk in Chumash and translating it like a little kid. Like a little child in Cheder, he translated every word. He said it in Yiddish, but the point is he translated it like mamish, a little kid, how a little child would translate psukim in Chumash. So he turned to the Talmidim and he asked them, why is the Chafetz Chaim doing this? And they said that the Chafetz Chaim does this from time to time. And they explained, because the emuna of a child is not to be compared. There is nothing that can be compared to the emuna, the simple emuna and bitachin that a child has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim wants to go back, so to speak, to that unadulterated view of the world. And that's why every once in a while he takes a chumash and he translates the psukim like a little child in cheder. And this is a very important concept in bitachin. The less sophisticated we can make our lives, the easier it will be to maintain bitachin. Or specifically in our instance, to maintain hope, to maintain tikva. Because when a person gets sophisticated and he has all these calculations of this has to go like that and this has to work like that, it gets much more difficult to feel hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save me. Because I have my whole arrangements, I have my calculations, and it's very difficult for me to imagine how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save me with all of my calculations. What a person has to realize is to leave go of the calculations. Yes, a person has to do hishtadlis. We are not coming to say that hishtadlis is not proper. Our point is in the attitude. A person doesn't have to make so many intellectual and emotional calculations when things come up in life. The more we take a step back, so to speak, and try to go back to the unadulterated approach to life, to a child's approach to life, who's not so sophisticated, that would be much easier, it would be a much easier approach to feel hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, if a person, Rachman Tzlan, is sick, he doesn't have to make all the calculations, what the doctor said, what this said. Yeah, if it's relevant for Hishtadlis, a person should do that. But sometimes the person gets so caught up in the calculations that he loses himself. And the only Yeshua he can see is through this doctor, or through that surgery. We always have to be able to take a step back and keep it simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us, Emir Tashem, and we hope for his Yeshua. The less sophisticated we can keep the situation, the easier it will be to feel hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I don't know the way out of the situation, but I can hope for Hashem's Yeshua because he knows the way out. A younger approach, an unadulterated approach, will help us always feel hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.